This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
Over the past 20 years, the Steve Miller Band has played to 20 million people. Steve is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, a Songwriting Hall of Famer, and his songs are treasured the world round. Starting out deeply steeped in the blues, first in Texas, then Chicago, Steve moved on to San Francisco, where he formed the Steve Miller Blues Band that played the psychedelic music that was wafting through the air there in 1967 and combined it with the blues. Their debut album was recorded in England. That was followed by the album Sailor in 1968, which had the hit Living in the USA. Each of the next three records saw the band honing its chops and growing and scoring big with songs like Space Cowboy.
I'm a space cowboy. I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Album number 8's title brought Steve a gold record and a big hit, The Joker.
Some people call me Maurice.
The next two albums, released in 1976 and 1977, Fly Like an Eagle and Book of Dreams respectively, lifted the band into the stratosphere. And that meant getting out on the road and playing their butts off. Their stop at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland on August 3, 1977 was filmed and recorded, and the band was on fire.
By 1977, we had been touring for 10 years and had put out 10 albums. And so we had covered a long span of time. In fact, we basically had three different audiences during that time. And that was the beginning of us beginning to understand that we had fans from 1967 and 1968, from the San Francisco era. Then we had fans from like 1973, around the time of The Joker. And now this was 1977, and we had Fly Like an Eagle and Book of Dreams, those two albums out. And we had had a string of 8 singles and, I don't know, 10 top 10 tunes or something like that. So we had created an audience that was already beginning to span different generations. So that was really a great thing because it allowed us to cover that whole time span. So on this set list, we're doing tunes from 1967, 1968, USA, Space Cowboy. We're doing The Joker from 73. We're into Fly Like an Eagle and Book of Dreams and Jet Airliner and Take the Money and Run. So we're covering really three different generations already.
Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Steve dug deep into his archives and struck gold. An unreleased full-length concert recorded at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland. On May 14th, Steve Miller, via Sailor, capital UME, put out the Steve Miller Band Live, breaking ground August 3rd, 1977.
We decided to call it Breaking Ground because that's exactly what we were doing. We had written all this new material. We're doing this brand new production that we had never done before. We were carrying a huge laser with us in the truck, and it required 60 gallons of water a minute to keep the laser cool. So we were really trying things out for the very first time. So we were breaking ground with our production, with our music, and with our performance.
You can find the music in a variety of formats, including digitally, on CD, and double black vinyl. The live concert video featuring the full performance is available to stream on the Coda Collection on Amazon Prime Video. Over the next hour, Steve Miller is going to take you back to those heady times, and we're going to hear a bunch of songs from this sumptuous collection. Welcome to the Steve Miller Band Live, Breaking Ground, All Access.
I told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. Same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. Times keep on changing, so I'll keep it on top of every bad cat that walks through my door. I'll be
eyes on the long falling skies. Don't let my friends get hurt. All you backroom schemers, power trip dreamers, better find something new to say. It's the same old story with a new set of words. You got so many dues to pay. I'm a space cowboy. Bet you weren't ready for that.
Recorded live at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland on August 3rd, 1977, Space Cowboy. Find that on the new Steve Miller Band Breaking Ground collection.
Well, this is just one of my favorite all-time combinations for the Steve Miller Band. And Lonnie Turner, who was in the original Steve Miller Band from 1967, was on bass. And Gary Malibur, a great, great drummer. Byron Allred on keyboards. Greg and David Denny, Greg Douglas and David Denny, great guitar player and singer. And Norton Buffalo, this was right when Norton Buffalo joined the band. Now, Norton and I played together for 33 years from this time on until he passed. And so this was really one of the best bands. We had three electric guitars, so all the solos are in three-part harmony, which sounds great. Byron was just amazing on the synth. I mean, he really, really was one of the originators, and he was really great. And Lonnie and Gary were just a great rhythm section. So it was a band with lots of energy and lots of talent. And in the show, everybody gets to shine. It was really cool.
The Steve Miller Band Breaking Ground album and video begins with the song Living in the USA, which features Steve and Norton Buffalo dueling on harmonica, which let the audience know right out of the gate that they were in for a special show.
Norton is a great harmonica player. I'd been playing harmonica since I was 15, so we started playing harmonicas together, and it's the rarely seen dueling harmonicas. I mean, you very rarely see two harps, electric harps, you know, together. And so we started this show with that because it was just hot, right out the get-go. It was really, you know, set the tempo and the tone for the night. And so this show starts with Living in the USA and Norton and I doing our harmonica solo together. It's really interesting because there's Living in the USA, there's Space Cowboy, there's Shabada Do Mama, there's Kitchen Blues by Robert Johnson, there's Wild Mountain Honey, The Window, The Steak, Mercury Blues by Casey Douglas, Serenade, Take the Money and Run, Jet Airliner, Fly Like an Eagle, Rockin' Me, The Joker, Seasons, So Long Blues, you know. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of different kind of music in it, and that's why it's so much fun, so interesting.
Living in the USA. say,
stand back,
I won't pay,
stand back,
rather play,
stand back,
it's my freedom, got to be free, y'all. Living in the USA, yeah. Come on, children, yeah. Come on now. A black man, white man, a red man, looking for Uncle Sam, give you a helping hand, everybody's kicking sand, especially all the politicians, we're living in a fantastic land, we're gonna give it a hand.
From the new Steve Miller Band Live Breaking Ground album and video, Living in the USA. In order to appreciate just how much Steve was breaking ground, you need to take yourself back in time to 1977 and see what the norm was back then.
We need a laser so we can create a light sculpture, mount the mirrors in the light poles at the football stadium and create a light sculpture over 80,000 people. And nobody had really done that before. And at the same time all that was going on, the PAs had to get bigger and bigger, and the stage kept getting bigger, and we had to have more monitor systems. So imagine you're playing in a theater with 2,000 people, and you know, it's like Broadway. I mean, the balcony's right there, everybody can hear you, you can see everybody. And 9 months later, you're playing on a stage, and the back row is 120 yards away from you, and it's 90 feet tall, and you need to have a speaker system that focuses the sound on everybody from the front of the stage for 100 yards all the way to the back. I mean, it's a big challenge. And everybody met it, you know? I mean, we were just throwing it together as fast as we could. This concert is like a trip in the Wayback Machine. It's like we're going to go right back to 1977. And it's amazing how long ago that was. And it's the beginning of rock concerts as we think of them today. It's nothing to go to a stadium, 80,000 people, lots of lasers, lots of lights, lots of effects and stuff. But this was way back at the beginning when we were starting all of it, fooling around with lasers and having a lot of fun.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. Sit around the house, you and I watch you too. Here's what happened when they decided to go. Headed down to Old El Paso, where they ran into a big, big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while out of his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run.
Hey, hey, go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
Billy Mack is a detective down in Texas. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Billy Sue, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe got up the very next day. He got the money, hey, he thought he got away. Headed down south and they're still running today. So
go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
And originally recorded during the 18 months Steve took off due to burnout after playing 10 straight years on the road, doing 250 shows a year, Take the Money and Run.
I'm just warm-up fodder for Pink Floyd. I'm going to kick their ass as hard as I can.
That's next, along with more of this scintillating 1977 concert, when the Steve Miller Band Breaking Ground All Access returns from this short bathroom break.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. It's medically proven that you cannot get sick from listening to the radio.
Hey, nice timing. You got back at just the right moment for more of the Steve Miller Band Breaking Ground All Access. Earlier in the show, we mentioned Steve took an 18-month break due to exhaustion. During this time, Pink Floyd, who were headlining the Nebworth Festival in 1975, made Steve an offer that he couldn't refuse. It turned out that offer inspired one of his biggest hits.
During that 18-month break, I played one gig, and the gig was with Pink Floyd at Nebworth. They called and they wanted me to come and play a gig with them, and I said, "Well, I can't. You know, I don't have a band. I'm not ready." And they said, "Well, we really want you to come and play, man." "Well, I really can't." "Well, how about this much money?" "Yeah, can't do it." And then finally, I just told my agent, "Just tell them it's like, you know, $4 trillion. That'll stop it." And they said, "Okay, $4 trillion? Fine, come on over." I went, "Really?" So I called up Cosmo from Creedence Clearwater, who's a good pal of mine, a drummer, Les Dudek from Boz Scaggs Band, Lonnie Turner, who happened to be in town that weekend, and I said, "Come on over, we're going to go to, you guys want to go to England? You can take your wives." We're going to go over and play Nebworth, and it's this huge festival. There'll probably be about 80,000 people there, and we're going to go over and play this gig with Pink Floyd, and we're going to leave on Thursday, and we'll be back, you know, next Tuesday or something. And everybody said, "Yeah, sure." So I started thinking about it. I went, you know, let's see, it's going to be about 7 o'clock at night when I get on the stage. The sun will be going down. The lights won't be on. I'm just warm-up fodder for Pink Floyd. I'm going to kick their ass as hard as I can. I got to write a tune that's going to really, really, really get the audience off. I said that and wrote "Rockin' Me, Man." We practiced it once in my living room and then went over there and played it, and we did just exactly that. I mean, and it wasn't 80,000 people, it was 120,000 people. "Rockin' Me" just stopped the whole festival. Everybody just, and I said, "You know, maybe we ought to record this one. This is good. This might be the one." And it was, all I was trying to do was just write a song that would take 80,000 people and make them, you know, shake their booties, you know, get up and have some fun. And that's what it was.
"Well, I've been looking real hard and I'm trying to find a job. Just gets getting tougher every day. But I know in my heart I got to do my part. I got to please my sweet baby, yeah, yeah. I went from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C. Baby, say yeah. People are walking.
Keep on rocking me, baby. Keep on rocking me, baby.
Let me hear y'all sing it now. Come on. Yeah. That's right. Sure sounds good, y'all. Come on. Come on, DC, give it up. Keep on rocking, y'all. Keep on rocking. Or not just the singers in the band.
Keep on rocking me, baby. Keep on rocking me, baby. Keep on rocking me, baby. Keep on rocking me, rocking me, rocking, baby, baby, baby. Keep on rocking me, baby. Keep on rocking me, baby.
And me and you and everybody else that has ever listened to that song live. That performance is from the newly released Steve Miller Band Breaking Ground. You can see and hear this stellar performance on Amazon Prime's The Coda Collection.
Shoot that gap up,
Steve Miller is one of those ultra-rare artists who span generations, especially back when this concert was recorded.
What happens is, in a career, like, we used to play for hours at the Fillmore Auditorium. There's nothing for it to be a three-hour set. And we spent 4 or 5 years doing that, so we were able to do anything we wanted to do. It wasn't such a focused, you know, the earlier concerts were more like a groovy happening. There were lights, there wasn't a spotlight on you as a performer. So you could try anything. You could change lyrics. It was new music. Nobody knew what the songs were. They weren't hits. This show is all about hits. Everything in here, people had bought these records. By this time, we were selling up to like 4 million albums of release or something. So, and we had this string of songs that were being played on the radio. So the goal was not to be frozen in time by a recording you made, but to design an arrangement that had the energy that gave you the space to take the energy on a big stage. It's almost like jazz now, you know. But that's what happens, you know. You go in and you make something up and you don't think about it. It's just something that comes from your heart or your soul or your imagination. And you're having fun. And there might be a little period of time where, you know, the early audience would look at the newer audience and... But then that quickly went away, and they quickly became this group of 80,000 people at the football stadium, you know, all having a great time. Our goal in doing shows was always to bring joy and happiness. That's really what music does.
Riding along on this big old jet plane. to my friends at home. Goodbye to people I've trusted. Got to go out and make my way. I might get rich, you know, I might get busted. My heart keeps calling me homeward as I get on the 707.
Out of the new Steve Miller Band Live, breaking ground August 3rd, 1977. That's Jet Airliner.
We were just young and stupid. We were so happy to be on the road and to be working.
That's next on All Access, right after this short break.
Shoot the juice to the moose and turn it loose, DC. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And you thought this was going to be a boring day.
Nobody loves you like the way I do.
Thanks for coming back for the final segment of the Steve Miller Band Breaking Ground All Access. I'm Dan Neer. Here's Steve on the glamour of being in a rock and roll band on the road.
It's funny because you think back to 1977 and we had been playing for 10 years, but that was unprecedented. Usually acts had a hit or two and they'd be around for 3 years and then they'd be gone. But this was changing and we were still around and so were a lot of our fellow bands. And we began to see that this was more than just a pop phenomena where it was in and out. I had no idea that I would still be playing those songs at this time in my life, but that was my goal. That was always my goal, was to be a musician for my entire life. My influences were people like Les Paul and B.B. King and T-Bone Walker, you know, people who played into their 80s and 90s. So I was aware of that, and I was hoping for that, but, you know, 1977, that was like a hope. That tour we were on, we continued that tour until we got really burned out. I mean, at the end of this tour, We had played every football stadium we could play, thinking we'll never get a chance to do this again. We have to do every one of them. And we were burned out. We just were exhausted. And it took time to recover. And we learned that over the years, that you have to pace it. So then maybe we were doing 200 shows a year. Now we do 70. You know, so you have life at home. You can go home. You don't have to live in a hotel for a year and a half, you know. But back then, we didn't know that. We had a step van we carried our equipment in. We didn't have a big truck and trailer. Our equipment was small, and we let the PA do the job. We would go to the airport, fly to the town we were going to play in. We would rent 3 cars from Hertz, you know, drive to the hotel, drop our stuff off, go over to the concert site, do the sound check, get the stage set up, play the show, pack up the gear after the show, drive back to the hotel, get up at 9 o'clock the next morning, drive out to the airport, and fly to the next town. And it was really hard. And we stayed at Holiday Inns, you know, and we didn't stay at fancy hotels or do any of that. That all came later as we got older and smarter, you know. We were just young and stupid. We were so happy to be on the road and to be working that we thought it was just great. But it really did, you know, wear everybody out.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea, love, love through the revolution. Feed the babies that don't get enough to eat, shoe the children with no shoes on their feet, house the people living in the street. Love, love has a solution. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my soul
spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Like an Eagle, recorded live in 1977 at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland. Like all bands over the last year, Steve has been locked down and prevented from touring. Would he like to get out on the road again soon?
I can't wait. One of the interesting things about the pandemic is back when I was a kid, when The Joker was a hit, when I was touring, I always thought, oh, when I get to be 50 years old, I'll have all the time in the world to go through this tape and get this stuff organized. And I kept putting stuff in a warehouse, in a vault, and moving it around. Well, now I'm 77 years old, which is hard for me to believe. I don't feel that way, you know, but I am. And the pandemic stopped us. You know, we had to cancel a 55-city tour with Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives. We're going to start June 10th. Now it's March 2nd next year. You know, it's literally 2 days from a year from our last gig. Our last gig was March 4th, 2020. All of a sudden, out of that, just kind of blurry, not really focused, not really good, little quick copy for the archives, you know, came this jewel of a concert where the band is just at its best. You know, the guitar works spectacular. So it's like, you know, 1977, people are smoking cigarettes and wearing bell-bottom pants and everybody's got hair down to here. That part's kind of funny. But what's going on the stage is really inspirational. And that's why this has turned out to be such an exciting project. And I just watched it this morning before coming in to talk about this. And, you know, I just found myself really enjoying it. And that's really hard for me to do.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak for the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. They say I'm doing you wrong. Shake your butt too, baby.
You're the cutest thing that I can ever see.
I really love your features. I wanna shake your tree. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me all the time. Come on, baby, come on, baby. I'll show you a real good time. I'm not a baker, I'm a sinner. I'm a lover, I'm a sinner. I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Sure don't want to hurt no one. Poncho.
First number one song for the Steve Miller Band, The Joker. That version is found on the Steve Miller Band Live Breaking Ground, August 3rd, 1977.
You know, we're in the pandemic right now, but if I got the phone call saying the pandemic's over and next Wednesday we're flying to New York and we're going to go play, I would be really excited and anxious to get going and looking forward to it. And that's the way I've always looked at every tour and every gig I've ever had. It's like a blessing to have. It's something I really enjoy. It's my most joyous time when I'm with the band and I'm on the stage and I'm playing and singing. I'm fulfilling my destiny.
The Steve Miller Band Live Breaking Ground August 3rd, 1977 is out now wherever you buy or stream music. It's available on CD, vinyl, and digitally. The full concert video is streaming on the Coda Collection on Amazon Prime. We'd like to thank Janice Miller, Jamie Hartley at UME, and Ken Weinstein at Big Hassle Media. The Steve Miller Band Breaking Ground All Access was produced in New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions and is copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. I'm Dan Meir. Thanks for listening.